The Volstead Act, aka Prohibition, became the law of the land in America on January 17, 1920, meaning if you wanted to drink, you either had to find a speakeasy or quit the United States. For those who opted for the latter, the relative strength of the dollar throughout the decade made living the life of a poor struggling artist in Paris neither poor nor all that difficult. My grandfather, Ernest, included. In his memoir, A Movable Feast, Hemingway wrote nostalgically about how Paris was in the early days when we were very poor and very happy.